You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're bringing you inside a Rebuilding Together Philadelphia project. An entire block is reinvigorated with the help from hardworking volunteers, building product companies, and Popular Mechanics magazine. We'll be talking with them next on My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. You're inside My Fix It Up Life. You are on top of Garfield Street in the Germantown neighborhood, inside the great city of Philadelphia.
Inside Pennsylvania, inside the United States,
inside the universe.
The universe.
Inside might be the greenest city in the country.
Well, Philadelphia is talking about being the greenest city in the country.
Yes.
They're leading the way, really.
And we are joined by Tiffany Kinney from Rebuilding Together. She has a title that's far too long for me to either A, remember, B, say out loud. Her business card's like a page and a half long.
Well, she's from the national office in D.C. So
yes.
She came
that's
up
right.
to Philadelphia for this project today with Popular Mechanics and Rebuilding Together Philadelphia, which
yes.
is so great.
And she's the green guru.
She is the green guru.
So all things lead to green with Tiffany. Welcome to My Fix It Up Life, Tiffany.
Thank you.
And she said she's nervous and that she doesn't do this a lot.
I giggle.
Having a great time. Having a great time.
My favorite radio show right here.
Woo!
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I think you might have blown out everyone's speakers.
Me. Yeah, that's
yeah?
cool.
Our new her new favorite show, honey.
That's right.
Did you pay her?
You can. It's not that there's $20 laying on the desk.
You can't bribe me.
But if it's not there later, I don't mind. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness, really?
Tiffany, can you give us a sense for what you're doing with Rebuilding Together on the green side of things at the national level?
Sure. Well, our green program started in 2008, but really Rebuilding Together since our founding in 1988, we've been doing green repair and rehab. I mean, what's more green than repairing a house rather than building a new one, right?
Right.
We also focus a lot on energy efficiency because that's what our homeowners need. You know, most of the houses that we work on across the country, not just in Philadelphia, are very energy inefficient. We've got leaky windows, you know, a lot of drafts, people living, in cold, real cold in the winter, real hot in the summer. Mm. So we really focus on energy efficiency as our top priority. Not only does it keep people comfortable and healthy, but it also saves them money so that they can buy things that they need, food, medicine, keep their kids in school, things
and not
like
spending
that.
All their money on heating and cooling
exactly.
their house.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And spending all their time on that, too, and actually be able to enjoy themselves a little bit.
Yeah, owning a house is a lot of work.
It is a yeah. lot of work.
Regardless of who you are.
And owning an old house is a huge amount of work.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's always something that needs to be repaired.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the mojo that we talked about before, yeah. which is a sort of block by block, house by house approach.
And you're tackling it on a national scale.
Yes, we are.
I mean, how do you even, how do you, you know, go from that micro to that macro like that? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the job of our office. I mean, we have over 200 affiliates across the country. I think we're in 45 states now, which is pretty great. Every year, Rebuilding Together affiliates work on more than 10,000 houses. So we're really focusing on communities, just like here in Philadelphia, where we're working on a block, you know, working on a street. That's what our affiliates do across the country. Not only are we revitalizing individual houses, but we're really focusing on community revitalization, really focusing on that community spirit and really, you know, helping people see the value in their communities, looking within and really focusing on, you know, people and community, not just being green or rehabbing houses. It's the whole spirit.
Love that.
And I love that too, but I love how it's that, you know, talking about spirit, but it's also concrete.
Yes.
Real stuff that you really do. Yeah. Yeah. And you said you're in 45 states. Are they in major cities? Are they suburbs?
We're everywhere. I mean, we have affiliates who are super tiny, you know, in towns of 5,000 people who work on two or three houses a year. And then we have, you know, our Los Angeles affiliate, our Houston affiliate, which are really big affiliates. Our Houston affiliate does, you know, 1,200 houses a year.
Oh.
So we are everything.
Wow.
I mean, we have these really, like, superpower affiliates. And then we have these small community-based affiliates, where it's really just a bunch of volunteers getting together and helping their neighbors. So, I mean, we really run the gamut and, you know, we help anybody and everyone. So
wow.
it's a great community involvement activity.
That is just so good.
If you're just the Houston affiliate, you said is doing about 1,200 houses a year. That alone is like being big builder status practically. If you were to translate it to another company.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if we were actually a for-profit instead of a not-for-profit, we'd be millionaires.
Wow. Well, yeah, you'd be the biggest remodeling company since ever.
That's
wow.
That's
and
true.
And part of it happens with partnerships with companies like Popular Mechanics?
Yeah, like Popular Mechanics. We have national corporate sponsors through our national office that fund projects across the country. They give us, you know, millions of dollars to do projects across the country. Sears, Lowe's, a lot, you know, Home Depot, those kind of companies at the local and the national level, helping us do these things. They also, you know, take a day off on Saturday and help us rebuild places like this. So it's not just money; it's manpower and it's you know, bringing your effort to the table.
Yeah, it's the business side and the human side.
Yeah,
well, and
exactly.
One of the things that I love about it is that there, you know, you can come out to a Rebuilding Together project and you can be as skilled as Mark is, or you can be as unskilled as, you know, just somebody who's never even picked up a tool before, and there's a job that you can help with. There's a, you know, there's something that you can do. So being nervous about not having the home improvement skills to come out and participate and help, you don't need to be worried about it. Yeah, you'll probably pick up a couple of things along the way that you can use in your own house.
I have. I knew what a hammer was when I started. But now, I mean, I don't feel comfortable doing a lot of stuff, but I feel like I have a little skill, at least a little bit of home maintenance stuff.
So even with all your responsibility working on a big national campaign or not-for-profit company, you're still out there on the weekends as well?
Oh, yeah. Our national office travels to projects all across the country. We actually have something going on in New Orleans in August that all of our staff will be down celebrating 5 years of recovery in New Orleans after Katrina.
Wow.
We're doing a big event, 50 houses in one neighborhood. And
our
staff will be down there swinging hammers and, you know, working alongside community volunteers.
Is it possible you could have picked a hotter time of the year to go down there? Just checking.
No, I mean, I think we really wanted to challenge ourselves this year. So August, obviously, you know, it is the anniversary of Katrina.
It is.
But we really wanted to sweat it out. So.
Wow, good. Cool.
You really know that you're volunteering.
Right, when you spend a week in New Orleans.
People are just going to be laying down all over the place. I've been down there.
I hope you have a water sponsor or something.
Yeah, I went down there in like the springtime and it was a sauna.
No matter what.
Mark did a volunteer trip. He went down to New Orleans and helped with some.
My college, St. Michael's College.
What, about 3 years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still hot.
And
I'm still thirsty.
It was like
recovering.
In April. Yeah.
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 And it was great, but wow, that is going to be cooking.
Yeah, they're hardcore.
They are hardcore.
They are hard. They're serious.
We are serious about rebuilding communities.
Oh, that's great.
And will
you get to have just a little fun while you're down there?
Oh, yeah, we'll have plenty of fun. It's actually going to be not just a rebuilding event. It's going to be a big community block party. We're going to have all kinds of stuff to do. So it's really celebrating the investment that New Orleanians, that Rebuilding Together, has put into the city.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're really excited. It's called 50 for 5. And we actually have a website. It's www.50for5.org.
Ooh.
Or you can visit www.rebuildingtogether.org and click on 50 for 5.
So can people sign up and and volunteer to
you
be a part of it?
You can sign up to volunteer. It's it's a volunteer experience. So you're taking a week and really experiencing not only how to, you know, work on a Rebuilding Together project, but, you know, that spirit of volunteerism, the spirit of giving back, the spirit of New Orleans.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you go to our website and check it out.
And is there a link from your national?
From our national website as well.
Very good.
And you're sort of pre-answering the question I was about to ask, which is good. We always like that. The pre-answer is always good. The less I'm in the show, the better it is for everybody. But if, you know, for our listeners who are listening all over the place.
Yeah.
How is that the best way for them to get started?
Yeah. So if you would love to be. I would love for you to be involved with Rebuilding Together. And in order to find where we are in your local community, you would go to www.rebuildingtogether.org. And we have a little a button that you can click on our website that says find an affiliate. And it'll give you the contact information, you know, phone number, email address of the local affiliate. And
then
you can contact them and volunteer, maybe donate, donate your time.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Wow.
Always looking for people to help.
Wow. Well, you did an absolutely awful job on this interview.
Thank you. I really tried. Not at all.
I know. And we don't want to have you back.
Oh, my goodness.
Not really at all. We don't want to know how it goes in New Orleans. Definitely don't want to know about that.
Well, if you guys would like to join us, we'd love to have you down there.
We're in.
We're in?
We're in.
Yeah, but you have to wear all black.
Oh, good. Yeah. When I wear a winter coat.
And a little wool cap.
Oh, yeah. I got to wear the watch cap, you know, because that's the way the guys at the gym do it. They got their wool caps on.
Yeah.
That's a thing, walking around, being
really
how you doing.
Sweat it out.
I'm inside with my ski hat on. You know what? So, yeah. Thanks for offering to kill me. I appreciate this.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, now I'm signed up. If my death is imminent, you're involved in me doing it.
Seriously?
Okay.
I think we need to take a break. Because Mark's going to have a little time out.
And we will. And we've got to get to work. Forget about breaks.
Okay.
All right. We're out of here.
Get tools on.
We will see you later.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Johns Manville is the only complete line of certified formaldehyde-free fiber glass home insulation on the market. JM improves indoor air quality for the health and well-being of your family by reducing overall exposure to formaldehyde. Look for a naturally white insulation at Lowe's or specify Johns Manville with your builder. For more information, visit www.jmhomeowner.com. Again, that's www.jmhomeowner.com.
Okay, and you're back inside My Fix It Up Live with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And a special guest from the middle of the country, actually a cool town, Cleveland.
Yeah, we've been there.
We've been there.
You were on a morning show there in Cleveland.
Me and Lexi many years ago.
And where Lexi demonstrated how to do, was an arabesque or something? She had to get up on a very tall ladder in order to do it the right way.
It was an arabesque.
Yeah, totally.
She was, 3 years old?
She was 4.
Cleveland gets a lot of heat, but I was surprised. That place is gorgeous.
It is. They've got a lot of stuff there to do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, let's dispense with tour guidery and bring in Scott Summers from Frog Tape, which this stuff rocks.
It does rock. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I love Frog Tape. I have to just put that out there.
We love it, too.
Yeah.
Well, having, you know, the license contracting wing of My Fix It Up Life, having tried every kind of tape solution for cutting in sharp lines on a paint job, there hasn't been one, to be perfectly honest, that works worth a darn. So it's good to see that the one exists. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, well, Frog Tape is unlike any other painting tape out there in the market, and that is the only one treated with paint block technology. And the way paint block works is it's a super absorbent polymer that's treated on every edge of the roll of paint, of Frog Tape that we sell. And what it does is it reacts with acrylic-based paints, and it swells and seals the edge of the tape, forming a micro barrier that prevents the paint from bleeding underneath the edge of the tape.
Wow.
So in its simplest form, it just creates a barrier that prevents the tape bleed, which gives you the super sharp line results that you're after.
And it really does, too. I was using it just last week. Mark and I was, you know, doing a little paint project for a TV appearance that we did.
For our local morning show.
And I was trying to do this fancy design, and I got some frog tape, and... And it really worked. And I remember peeling the tape off.
Yeah,
and Mark,
like, can we come out there like, hey, this works.
It really does work. And Mark was even impressed. And he's always, you know, saying for me not to try all of these different things, you know, gimmicks and stuff that he calls them. And he was like, wow, this stuff really does actually block the paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that we, you know, one of the reasons why we love this product is that it truly isn't just another roll of painting tape. This technology that's on this product, it gives everybody the results that they want. I mean, anybody who's done any painting, you've all experienced that removing the tape and finding the paint bleed underneath the tape. And so just when you thought you were done with your project, you have to go back and touch up and redo areas, and it's so frustrating. But not anymore with frog tape.
Yeah, it is frustrating because I've tried a lot of different fancy treatments on walls before, and I've used other kinds of tape, and going back through it with a very steady hand and trying to, you know, the other tape is more of just a guideline than actually blocking the paint, which is cool. But you said it's for acrylic. Can you also use it for oil-based paint too?
Yes, it will work as a super high quality painting tape on oil-based paints as well. But we have a little trick. Because the paint block technology reacts with water, what you can do is you can just wet your finger and run it along the edge of the frog tape, and it will react with the paint block and swell and seal that edge of the tape just the same as an acrylic paint would. And then you just go ahead, and after that paint block's been activated with that little bit of water, you can just paint with your oil-based paint, and it will give you that fabulous sharp line you're after.
Wow. Well,
that's so cool.
Now, would using a damp rag or a damp sponge be too much?
No, I don't think so. It'd be fine.
Or like a letter sealer, you know, those old, like... You know, those little...
Hey, if you happen to have one of those around, go for it.
Tracy's calling from her roll-top desk and her Corona typewriter.
I guess I just...
Yeah, Tracy's 175 years old.
Oh, my God. Hey, I started working in offices when I was, like, 12, so let me just tell you.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's just a little trick of the trade, so to speak, for working with frog tape and oil-based paints. It will give you that great line.
Now... Is that why, you know, you have it on the edge of the tape? Is that why that frog tape comes in those canisters?
Well, you know, not necessarily. We put it in the canister because we recognize that a lot of people maybe don't take care of their tape the way they should. They throw it in a bucket or a junk drawer, or they have it out in their garage, and a lot of times stuff gets either stuck on the side of the tape or the tape edges get dented. And you can imagine if you get a cut or a dent in the edge of your tape, when you lay it out to do your paint line, you've got this wrinkle or a dent in your paint edge. And so, you know, we kind of put it in the canister for people, to protect it a little bit to protect the paint block a little bit from any water or moisture that might just be around the general environment, but more importantly, just to keep those pristine edges of the tape so you get that super sharp line.
Now, where does frog tape get its name?
You know what? It's just from the inventors thought they loved frog. They wanted the color green for the tape just to help it stand out and be different. And, you know, everybody, who doesn't love a frog?
Well, our daughter, our 9-year-old, loves it. She thought I was actually making it up when we went to the store to buy frog tape. She's like, seriously? She thought I was completely just making the whole thing up and didn't think it was a real name. So she wanted me to tell you that she likes the name and... You know,
see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nine-year-old loves it.
That's magic right there when you can pull that off.
You know, in a sea full of all these products, as you walk around the, you know, your hardware home center stores or your paint stores, you know, it's really easy to see the big frog peeking out at you with the frog tape name. So it's easy to find.
And Mark would love me to say this, but it's totally cute.
Oh, God.
It is. It's totally cute.
Yeah.
The little frog. I mean, seriously.
It's okay.
Lexi
would
agree. Scott,
I'm sorry that it's totally cute. You know, we're trying to reach out to people who are doing these great projects and stuff, and it's so cute.
Well, you know, 40
well,
million.
Well, the frog is cute. He totally works, and he's totally high tech. So
cool.
He's high tech.
Is it possible that I could ask a question?
I wanted to throw out, you know.
Oh well, of course, no. So the answer is no. Well, welcome to being married. Okay.
Seriously.
You know what, Scott? I'll call you later.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever.
So, you know, the proof is in the pudding kinds of questions. And, you know, Teresa was talking about her paint project that she did for the show she was on. And it was kind of an artsy paint project. And we talked in the beginning about, you know, the various trials and tribulations with using other painters' tape. So I've given up on tape for the remodel projects that I do where I paint them. And I just cut in by hand. So, and I know a lot of pro painters cut in by hand. So, but it's hard. It's a developed skill. Are pros using frog tape as well to speed up their projects?
Yeah, a lot of professionals have started using frog tape because it works, because it does truly save time in your job. You don't have to be as careful cutting in. You can put the frog tape down. It'll, with the edge block technology, it'll give you that super sharp line you're after, and you don't have to be as careful painting. So sometimes you can finish your job a lot quicker than even trying to cut it in by hand. You know, like you said, it doesn't necessarily save you time if you had used another type of painting tape. You put take the time to put the tape up and then you paint quick and you take it down and you have to go back and retouch. That doesn't save anybody time. But since frog tape actually works, it does deliver that benefit. So, and there's a lot of trends in faux painting and other situations where you need that super sharp line to be able to create the effect you're after. You know, especially, you know, if you picture let's say you're trimming off, or excuse me, you're taping off around the edge, maybe a door jamb, and you're doing a faux surface technique with sponging, and you want to get even paint all the way up to the edge. Even the best pro, you can't cut in with a sponge, so to speak, and get that even application right up to the door jamb. So the nice thing about frog tape is you can keep that nice thick application all the way up to the trim edges and know that your edge is going to come out super sharp and clean and be protected.
I love it.
And you can find out more information about frog tape at frogtape.com, and you have to check it out. It really does work.
Scott. Yeah, there's a great video demonstration of the technology, of the paint block technology on there that, you know, I'll leave the video speak for itself for those who go out and look at it. But there's a nice blog out there. We'd love to hear your story or see your own results if you want to post some pictures of your project.
Oh, we'll do that,
totally.
Too.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us. We're up against a break, so we got a boogie. We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Live.
Just when you thought you were done with your paint project, you discover that paint has bled under your tape, causing messy paint lines. Not anymore with patented frog tape. Frog tape is the only painter's tape treated with paint block technology. Paint block is a super absorbent polymer that reacts with latex paint and instantly gels to form a micro barrier that seals the edges of the tape, preventing paint bleed. The result? Very sharp paint lines and no more touch-ups. Frog tape keeps paint out, keeps lines sharp. For more information, visit www.frogtape.com. Again, that's www.frogtape.com.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
In your Inside My Fix It Up Life at the Popular Mechanics and Rebuilding Together Philadelphia block build here on Garfield Street, and we are joined by Bill Green, City Councilman at Large for the City of Philadelphia. How you doing, Bill?
I'm great. I'm really pleased you guys came out here today to participate in this. Thank you very much.
Oh, are you kidding
me?
We're
excited that you're here, too. I mean, it's great for the city, and it's great for this block, too. I saw you walking up and down the street talking to all the people that live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's so good.
Yeah. And what's happening for our listeners, what's happening generally in the city of Philadelphia that's making this possible? Like,
well, the administration, Mayor Nutter, just put out a Green Works plan about 6 or 9 months ago that won national awards. We're voted one of the top five sustainable cities in the country, I think, by a magazine whose name I can't recall. But it's not Popular Mechanics, so we're not going to promote them today anyway.
That's okay. They know there are other magazines in the world.
Carrie, the executive director of Rebuilding America, has been all over this city. She's basically a one-man band here in Philadelphia, and they've come up with this, I think, really good idea of doing things entire blocks at a time instead of one home at a time on a block. And it sort of gets the whole neighborhood involved, gets them excited about all fixing up their own homes. Homes they can't get to, they're given materials so that they can do the work themselves. And, as she said, they've done a couple of block builds and 77 homes so far this year in the city.
Wow.
And we're just really pleased to have that kind of activity done. And, this is all work done by volunteers. Popular Mechanics put up $30,000, but with that money, they're doing 22 homes, which is just amazing.
That's huge.
It's amazing. It really is.
And there's a partnership and a give and take, too, with the homeowners sometimes?
That's right. Yeah, the homeowners put in some sweat equity as well as, the volunteers who come. And it's just, hopefully we'll have results in a year and we can demonstrate that these people save lots of money and energy. And, if somebody has a dripping faucet, they'll put on a new faucet so they can save money on their water bill. They're whiting some roofs. They're putting in only one home's getting some solar, but it's all very exciting and we hope to be able to replicate this throughout the city. We have a plan in Greenworks to do about 15,000 homes over the next, I think it's 5 years in the city of Philadelphia.
15,000 homes.
Wow.
We got $44 million in federal funding for this kind of activity, energy efficiency and white roofs, solar, et cetera. And then we have a bill in city council that will modeled after the Berkeley First program, which is a program that provides one-third of the funding for making your home more energy efficient or putting on solar or a white roof or a green roof, et cetera. And then we just passed a bill out of city council to create a municipal energy authority, which will allow us either to sort of aggregate our energy purchases for the city, but also, if we want to, for all of our citizens. So if we can negotiate lower rates, especially with, in Pennsylvania, rate caps coming off the power things, we expect power bills to go up significantly, maybe 15% to 30% over the next few years.
Wow.
And we might be able to aggregate purchases for our citizens to make it much less expensive. And also, it provides a sustainable funding model for the kind of work that's happening here on this block today. So, we're active in this in Philadelphia, and we do want to be the greenest city in America.
Well, we've been talking about that on our show, how Philadelphia has all of these different things going on. But really getting here today and seeing it actually happen is huge for us. Really.
Oh, it is. And I'm kind of keying into, this, we're here, it's kind of boots in the mud, kind of hands-on stuff. And then to hear you say that this ties into, citywide energy purchasing and ultimately statewide, I don't know.
Well, we just control the city, so.
right. The universe. So for universe-wide purchasing.
We'll say,
He's the councilman at large for the universe.
Okay. Congratulations. That's good.
He just promoted you.
I love that sort of micro-macro tie-in. That fascinates me to no end. So I'm glad to hear you talk about that.
Yeah, no, it's exciting, and we are focused on it, and we want to continue to be a sustainable city. There's a plan to plant about 300,000 trees over the next 5 years in the city.
Wow.
You would think that we have the largest urban park in I think North America. I can't remember why we have to limit it to that.
But, and we're talking about Fairmount Park.
And we're talking about Fairmount Park, which is
Fairmount Park.
Oh.
We spent a lot of time there.
9,000 acres, which is huge for a city-owned park. And, but on many streets like this one, you can see that, there's very little tree cover. Tree cover promotes energy efficiency in the summer, but, it also improves home values. There's been a demonstration that where there's trees on streets, the price of property goes up between 6 and 12% compared to a block with no tree cover.
Right.
Just simple things like that increase property values and, just make the city a more beautiful place.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, it just seems like such a no-brainer. Why everyone isn't doing it?
Well, I guess it, maybe it
somebody's
falls in.
Somebody's got to be first. And
yeah, I guess
it is a city of first.
Yeah,
you know?
That's so true.
Many of our nation's first happen here.
That's
first library, first, you know, many things.
Mark walks around telling me everything that Philadelphia did first. We can't
I'm kind of a big fan of the first thing.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
I'm
just
really,
throwing that out
seriously,
there.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, Bill, this is fantastic. On behalf of Popular Mechanics and everybody here, we sure do appreciate the city of Philadelphia's zeal, I guess, to make us
and
the
leadership.
Greenest. Leadership is a better word.
Leadership, I think, would be the word that we want to use, Mark.
And also, I should point out how much smarter she is than I am.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And making us the greenest city
in
the universe.
It's very obvious, so you might as well point it out.
Okay, Bill, thanks for joining us. We'll see you now.
We should have him around all the time. He's good for our relationship.
Bill, hopefully you can join us again on my Fix It Up Live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up Live.
As the daylight fades on the...
At Delta Faucet, we believe there are better ways to experience water and better ways to live with water. This conviction goes beyond excellent design to incorporate smart thinking. With products that range from magnetic docking spray wands that stay put and faucets that turn on or off with a touch to diamond valves that help the faucets last up to 5 million uses. These features, when paired with beautiful design, make it easy to understand why Delta is more than just a faucet. For more information, visit www.deltafaucet.com. Again, that's www.deltafaucet.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are joined by a prolific, very special guest.
Very talented, very knowledgeable.
Yeah, she is.
We're very jealous of her knowledge and her ability.
She's a star of so many shows that we can only list two. The current ones right now are First Time Design, not to be confused with Bang for Your Buck, and here we are with When Are You Not On HGTV, Lisa Laporta.
I'm not on HGTV right now. I'm with you guys.
Oh, that's so good.
That is awesome.
When she's not on HGTV, she's on My Fix It Up Life. So if you're looking for Lisa Laporta, go there. Or you can go to her website, lisalaporta.com, and you can check her out there, too.
Awesome.
Well, Lisa is involved with Kills, which is a product that we use. We were just using it the other day.
I've used so many gallons of Kills primer, I can't even describe it.
Likewise. On our TV sets and on my construction job sites, I use Kills. I don't know if you guys do. I use it like a verb, like go Kills that red wall. You know, it's sort of like it's the language that we speak. And so I am spokesperson for Kills, but it was an easy fit because it's such a great primer. And a lot of people still don't know that you need to prime.
Oh.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, all these design shows and all these makeover shows that show beautiful before and afters, they give you a very quick, you know, a quick explanation of how to do things. And priming isn't always such an exciting transformation on camera, so sometimes that tip isn't mentioned.
Oh.
And, you know, the DIY world is exploding, but a lot of people seem to have missed that information. So priming is important. You use less paint, which is more expensive, and you get better coverage and, you know, better durability and truer color read. So it's really critical to prime first.
Wow. Well, and you work on job sites like we have, which I sometimes name, you know, label mid-century wrecking bar.
Yeah,
coat of primers are like gilding the roof. So I know how you feel.
Yeah,
it's all about caulking and primer.
Oh, yeah. After you, my dear, I was about to freight train you with a question.
We do that often. We both take a breath at the same time. We both want to ask a question because we're both excited. But I want to know, what are some really cool paint ideas that you could share with everyone?
Okay. I think important to mention is to not be afraid of color. Mm. And, you know, for so many years, people are used to me saying go neutral on shows like Designed to Sell. But when you're doing a space, it's for you, and let your personality come out. Pick some great colors. If you're not sure what colors, maybe take some cues from your own wardrobe. I think people have a better relationship with their wardrobe than they do a sense that they're a designer for their homes. And so whatever it takes to get your sort of juices flowing, find a pillow, a piece of art, pick some color and go with it, and don't be afraid of using it. Where you put it is going to be the question. I think an all-red room can be sometimes overwhelming. So think about key accent walls. If it's a living room, maybe accent just the fireplace wall. If it's a bedroom, I love using a deep, deep, deep color on the wall that the bed is against, because it almost expands on the headboard.
Oh, yeah.
I think that should be the focal point of a bedroom. So focal walls are still in style. I love using them. I love being extra bold with focal wall colors. And I also love doing tone on tone or shiny and matte stripes. There's a lot you can do by buying the same paint color, but buying a gloss and a matte finish and taping off sections, whether they're stripes, whether they're squares, whether you're creating a chair rail and dividing the room in half horizontally. There's a lot you can do by using just the same color and different gloss finishes.
Now, are there any tips that you, for painting with, you know, I deal with that a lot. I put tape on the wall and then I try to do a design and everything. And, you know, is there any tips that you can share with people who are doing that to make sure that they get a really crisp line?
It is tricky, and your line will only be as crisp as, you know, as patient as you were with the taping job.
Okay.
You have to get the right tape, and you have to really run your finger along the edge. And although you have a tape line, a lot of people assume that because there's tape there, they can just be sloppy and run over the tape, and that they're going to pull off the tape and end up with a crisp line. That's not true. It's to use as a guideline, but don't paint all over the tape.
Oh, that explains.
Often then when you go to peel it off, you peel off some of the paint.
That explains why when I do.
Use tape only as a guide.
Gotcha. That's
Would you guys agree with that?
Well, yeah, that's why it explains when I do the Jackson Pollock approach and throw a gallon of paint at the wall, that it's not coming out the way I want it to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you have to be careful anyway. I see a lot of programs on TV where it just looks like a painter's tape bomb went off and people are getting ready to paint a wall, getting all the sections off, all the molding and everything, and just being very careful is what, unfortunately, we have to do.
Yeah.
And it takes time, but the more prep time, the more upfront time you take, the better the job will be, the less cleanup, and it'll look better. And taping is an important one. I'm very impatient about taping, and I drink far too much coffee to have a steady hand.
We would get along just fine.
Although I always get in there and help, I will confess I am not the world's best painter.
Yeah, my husband is much better at cutting in than I am, I have to admit.
He's more patient
with that.
I have a question. What about exterior projects where you have to apply primer, or should you or shouldn't you, or are there any tips and guidelines to look at there?
You should absolutely always use primer outside. And by the way, usually you're hiring someone to paint the exterior of your house. That's money. And using the right primer, like Kills Premium, is going to prevent you from having to spend that money again, in just a couple of years. Priming is critical. But I definitely recommend being a little bolder and a little more daring when it comes to shutter and front door color. But I recommend to people be very careful about choosing their overall wall color. It's a tricky one.
Gotcha.
I see a lot of people out here on the West Coast going for that Tuscan look, and what they end up with is a pumpkin orange house.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing to do is to find other homes that, you like that color. That color is going to work on your home. You knock on their door and ask them what it is, and if they say they're not going to tell you, you can maybe just chisel off a little chip of it in the middle of the night.
And rip off a piece of siding.
Oh, that's too good.
Cat burglar designer. I've had to resort to that.
Well, Lisa, we'll see you in jail.
Oh, yes. No, I want to hang out with her and do some nighttime design. I think that would be a great new show
for
you. I don't
new show.
See it on the list of shows that you've been on. Nighttime design.
Jailhouse design. Breaking and entering.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Oh, man.
You are a great sport.
Now, where can someone find out more about Kills?
They could go to the Kills website. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. All the big box hardware stores have a full display of Kills. Kills Premium. You know, it's all there. They also have Kills Clean Start, which is environmental, and, you know, all the paints now are low VOC, and that's a big concern to a lot of people, and so Kills has their answer for that. But it is one of the number one primer choices of professionals. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer trying to make it look professional, what are you going to do?
You're going to do what the
professionals do, right?
Yeah, then it just makes your life so much easier if you just go with what the pros go with.
Yeah. And that's Kills.
Well, awesome. We have to take a break, but, you know, find out more about Lisa at lisalaporta.com. If you haven't already seen her on TV, check out, turn on HGTV, and she's probably on right now.
Yeah, on First Time Design or Bang for Your Buck or one of 800 other shows. Lisa, we really, really appreciate you joining us. And
I loved being here. You guys are a blast.
Oh, you're a blast. You. And I can't wait till we do that cat burglary show, too. We want to be guests on that program. I've got the whole outfit already planned out.
And I will be bailing Lisa and Teresa out of jail right after this on My Fix It Up Life.
For more than 30 years, the Kills brand has offered primers with superior color coverage, mildew resistance, stain and odor blocking in fast drying, easy to apply formulas for both interior and exterior use. From general purpose surface preparation to heavy duty stain and odor coverage, there's a Kills primer for every paint job. To check out Kills' entire product line, visit www.kills.com. That's www.kills.com.
I'm fired up, and it is a beautiful sunny day here at the Popular Mechanics Rebuilding Together Philadelphia block build here on Garfield Street, and we're joined by a special guest and our friend Roy Berenson, who is the senior home editor at Popular Mechanics Magazine. Did I get that right?
You got it right, Mark. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, we're excited to talk to you. We've been trying to talk to you on My Fix It Up Life for a while.
Roy.
And we had to hunt you down.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Had to wait till you were standing in front of us.
Yeah.
That's all right. Not angry. Just curious.
Him. Yeah.
Well, you know, at least now I'm not shoveling dirt or pounding nails. Or
to paint the picture,
nice break.
To paint the picture of Roy, first of all, the guy's in great shape. Second of all, he's drenched and probably kind of disgusting. I'm not going to touch you. But his hands are covered with dirt, and he's just been shoveling topsoil, topsoil for the raised garden beds into the vacant lot that will be not so vacant any longer after they're done with it.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Raised beds and nice walkway benches.
Yeah.
All the trash cleaned out of there, everything prettied up.
And that is so good.
And Roy is more than a pretty face with a pen. Ha, that was a good one. I just made that up.
Luckily, they can't see me.
Pretty face with a pen.
Really?
He knows what's cooking.
He knows what's cooking.
He's not, quote, just editing the articles.
No, he's not.
He knows what's going on, and he's a ringer. I see he's got his E22 S-Wing framing hammer in there.
Yeah, well, that framing hammer put me through college. I handed it off to one of our volunteers. I said, don't you lose
that. Yeah.
I'll have it for my son someday.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Oh, that's
That
so
is great. That is a staple of the industry, and he's wailing nails over there, or he was before he took a few minutes to help us with My Fix It Up Life.
Yes.
So, Roy, We know that you're working on that today, but right now in your editorial cycle, what are you working on at Popular Mechanics?
Well, we've got a bunch of interesting stuff going on. We just completed a chainsaw test.
Ooh.
Large chainsaws.
Bring it.
Now, Mark has two chainsaws at our house.
I've got two steels, one for cutting stumps and one for cutting logs and things of that nature.
Steel is good. Steel is very good. We had a steel in the test. It did very well. We also had Husqvarna, Solo, Echo, Johnsrud.
Yeah.
So these are big. These were the big guns, up to 60cc. You know, some of them had professional tips on them. But, you know, they're useful even to a homeowner. So if you're cutting firewood or something, you know, have a look at our chainsaw test.
Or like the guys on, what does that show you like, the Hella Loggers or something
I love
that?
All those shows. Yeah. Hella Loggers.
There's Swamp Loggers.
Swamp Loggers.
There are,
X-Men.
Really?
Yeah, X-Men.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're not quite in that league. But, but we gave them a good hard workout.
And what did you do? Were you cutting firewood?
We cut firewood. We felled trees. We cleared brush. It's at a farm in upstate New York, and as people all over the United States can understand, this winter was very harsh. So it snapped off trees, it de-limbed trees, and this farm where we tested was just a complete mess.
Really?
You know, yeah.
I mean, wow.
Hundreds and hundreds of feet of you know, essentially lumber.
Right.
Wow.
You know, came down, timber, really.
Yeah, timber, sure, yeah.
And so we just got in there, waded in with those saws, and... Yeah, let it rip.
Now, that sounds like something you would enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been, like, Mark's dream. That's the tool test of, like...
tool test.
Yeah.
Okay, next chainsaw test, you're up. By the way, bring your bug repellent. I came back from that test with a tick in my left leg.
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, no.
I didn't know, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bring your bug repellent.
Now, did you gear up with the chaps and the helmet with the screen on it and all that stuff?
Just chaps. Chaps and eyewear.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are your, you know, of course, ear protection.
Yeah.
Now, you can appreciate this probably, Roy. Mark got one of those chainsaws, I think. You got the whole package.
Yes.
Everything.
I got
and one day he scared me out of my mind. I was in our house, and he came walking through wearing the entire getup.
That'll scare you. That'll scare anybody.
Yeah.
But inside a house. I mean,
they just walked by casually, like,
yeah, how
you
doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
And just walked through. And I was like, what is that? It's insane.
Well, luckily, he didn't have a running chainsaw in his hand.
No, he didn't.
Well, the CO coming out of it isn't really cool for inside. But, you know, the rest of it is.
It's true.
So you got a chainsaw test coming.
We got a chainsaw test. We've got projects. You know, we built a barbecue cart recently.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cool. And we have a circular saw test Monday, 15-amp circular saw.
Really? Sidewinders or worm drives?
Sidewinders.
I want to help with the worm drive when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm an East Coaster, but I got wooed to the West Coast side with worm drives.
I've got my worm drive with me today.
You know, sweet.
When you need power, there's nothing like a worm drive. I don't think I'll need it, you know. But
yeah, you're doing different kinds of stuff today. You're moving a lot of dirt. How's your back feel?
Okay.
You want some ibuprofen now or later?
I think I'll take it later with lunch.
Yeah.
So what are you doing in your own house? Are you doing any projects right now?
Well, right now it's just been a whole bunch of small repairs. I've got a bathroom to put in.
Mm.
I've got some wiring. And it's about all I can do to keep up with the magazine's work, let alone my own. So
wow.
It's going to be a very, very busy summer. I also have some more volunteer work after this, and it's just going to be a long summer.
Cool. Are you
That's
doing
so
a? Is it like a replace the fixtures bathroom, or
Everything.
Is it a gut
it's,
job?
We're going to gut it. We're going to go right to the studs.
Really?
We got some wiring to do with that.
Yeah. How old's the house?
It was started in 49 and built in 50. It's pretty skimpy, you know, on all fronts, but it lasted all this time. It's the original bathroom.
Right.
Wow.
And, so you might have a little lead paint to deal with, Roy.
Yeah, we've got lead paint and probably some other goodies in there.
Oh, yummy.
Lots of
yummy.
Behind that plaster.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to come back and do all new tile and those kinds of things?
Yeah, but nothing fancy. This isn't a designer bathroom. This is a Roy Berenson bathroom. You know.
Which means
four walls.
It will be nice. It will work great.
You would love it, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Roy, again.
See, we have a bathroom controversy at our house because the bathroom was the first one we did in our home.
as a married couple. Well, we weren't even married then.
We weren't even married.
So,
then. Yeah.
But we were basically your married couple, yeah. And like trying to feel each other out with the
working
who
together. The first
what.
Project, yeah,
yeah.
And you're still together. That obviously, yeah. So mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it yeah. Obviously worked.
And it worked out. And every girlfriend that comes over to our house that I have says, "I love your bathroom."
Well, there you go.
See, mm-hmm.
They want to live in there. They think it's like a spa.
But you know what? In my Fix It Up life, you're never done. We're changing it.
We are. We're planning to change it. We're planning to rip it out and build a bathroom in a different location in the house. So
yeah, we didn't have Jack then. So life changed around us, sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, now that, yeah, I mean, don't forget, now that Jack is going to get a little older, you're going to want to spend more time with him and less time remodeling.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he is already gravitating towards tools, so I think he's going to want to
I think we have
help.
A couple photos on the Facebook page of him walking around with his little kid tool pouch on.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even two
Oh, he
yet,
has two
so.
Tool pouches, and he's only, like, 20 months old.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you, any popular mechanics reader would approve.
There you go.
As well as your Fix It Up Life audience.
So. There you go. Well, Roy, we are fired up that you came in particular to be part of this rebuilding together because, you know, it's cooking. I mean, I can see sort of the eyes turning to you. You're kind of directing the show a little bit. And I know what you're going to say is going to be self-effacing. No.
Yeah, he's not just an editor at Popular Mechanics. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, which means, I guess where I'm going with that is the information that you get from Popular Mechanics is not just repackaged press release kind
it's
of
stuff.
It's the
real deal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
so
thanks. Yeah, we do try hard to give credit where credit is due. We have very competent carpenters and managers here today. And so I'm here only in a supporting role. I made that clear right from the beginning. I don't have to give orders. I'm perfectly happy to take them.
There you
it's
go.
It's teamwork. You know, it is teamwork all the way up and down the line.
Yeah. Now, are you getting to meet some of the homeowners and stuff on the
I
block?
I have. In fact, we've got our gentleman next door, Earl, 90 years old. A few minutes ago, he was out there shoveling dirt. That's a guy who's done just about every kind of work you can imagine, and long before any of us were even born.
Wow.
Wow.
And he's still out with hustle.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, he's a great guy.
That's the story here today on Garfield Street.
It is, and I think we should let Roy get back to work.
Roy, the sweat's drying off you. Give me that microphone, buddy. You're out of here.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Cooper Lighting's Precision Plus Doppler Radar motion-activated security floodlights combine the sweeping accuracy and range of Doppler radar with the side-to-side advantages of passive infrared technology. This produces an outdoor security lighting system with more coverage and fewer false triggers. Visit www.precisionplusdopplerradar.com for more information. Again, www.precisionplusdopplerradar.com for more information.
All right, I'm bringing us back in to the final furlong of My Fix It Up Life. Great show today, honey.
It was a good show, and I really enjoyed talking to everyone at the Rebuilding Together project and finding out what they are doing to make a difference in the world.
Yeah, we got to talk to some totally cool, completely different people.
And on next week's show, we get to talk to another totally cool person. Do you know who?
Who is it? Yes, I do, of course, but do tell.
Oh, you do now?
Why don't you tell
Sometimes you don't know.
Sometimes I don't know.
Lisa Laporta from Design to Sell. She's been on HGTV for, like, I don't know how long, and she's on almost every program, it seems, too. She is, like,
uber
extremely
talent.
Popular, extremely popular for a good reason, too.
Without a doubt.
Very talented.
Yeah, looking forward to talking with her. So, in the meantime,
check us out online at myfixituplife.com.
Yeah. Or, if you want to show off some of your projects, send us some photos at info@myfixituplife.com.
Or post them on our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week with
more My Fix It Up Life. We'll be right back.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.